everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, and Be Yourself. Today is episode 14. I'm going to start off by saying that I broke down last week. I cried a little bit, actually a lot. There's no reason to lie. Honestly, the Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself, it's going to be being myself this week more than the other two. The reason that I bring up me crying and kind of having a tough week is because I think that it's important to talk about, you know, to others that you weren't feeling okay. I think that it's okay to talk about it, especially as a man. I think that sometimes men are supposed to keep things bottled in, and that doesn't work for me. It's never worked for me. And if you're a man out there, don't feel less of a man just because you share your feelings. It's super important. And if you're a woman, you know, promote men to share their feelings, and you as well should be sharing your feelings. So I had a tough week, and what happens, I'm curious to see what you think, because every time that I have, I can feel the stress coming. I think there's two things that happen. I feel it coming. I kind of push it off, especially right now with school. I have a lot of projects to do, so I've been pushing off. You know, my sleep and emotions have been at the low end of the totem pole. And so what happens is it finally catches up to me. And then I kind of tell myself, like, okay, you know, now's the point where you kind of have to be honest with yourself. And we got to do this. You know, we got to let all these emotions out. I need to talk to myself. What's been stressing me out, either write it out, has worked for me sometimes. I either, you know, text people that I know that care about me and that I trust. And they usually give me really good advice. Whether it's me just kind of venting out to him, me being confused and not knowing why I'm sad, which was this last week. I felt, you know, like I was sad and I didn't know why. And that's a very confusing feeling. Maybe you felt that too before. They're sad when you kind of know reasons why. And maybe they're sad or frustrated when you really don't know why you're sad. And to me, that's the one that really gets me, is when I don't know what's going on. And this last week had just been kind of a surprising, something I wasn't expected. It made me sad. It was hard to deal with, kind of hard to move on. But I stuck to my gut feeling, and that was, don't let this, you know, consume you. In the moment, that night was tough. You know, I was sad. I didn't know what to do. I reached out to people that were always in my corner. I said, this is what's going on. I don't know what to do. They gave me their advice. And honestly, when I'm in that moment and I feel really overwhelmed, advice helps to a certain extent, just knowing people care about you. That's at least for me personally. But nothing in that moment when I'm starting to feel overwhelmed and I just need some time. I think time is what's going to make it better. You know, and at night, it usually hits a lot worse. Maybe that's the same for you. At night, I have not figured out a good strategy to calm myself down. But then I wake up the next day and it's good to go. We're rocking. You know, I sat for a couple days. I cried, talked it out. I wrote some poetry, trying to get back into that. So I guess at this point, this far in, you're like, okay, what's the point of this episode? And to be honest with you, I really don't know. I needed to share. I just wanted to be vulnerable and transparent with you, because I think that's exactly what I said I was going to do when I started this podcast. I just had some thoughts. I had a bad week. I wanted to kind of just, I guess, you know, share that it's okay to cry. And maybe you already know this. Maybe it sounds silly, but I just wanted to share my personal story. I was sad. I cried. Those are some things that I tried to get over, tried to write, tried to text people that I care about, and I tried to, you know, keep it in perspective. That's my biggest thing right now when I get down. I need to keep it in perspective, and it's not easy. You know, we all have our own battles. I've heard that before, and it's really true. And we also have our own ways that we deal with our own battles. I've kind of noticed from people. I tend to get very into that sadness. It really consumes me. Some people are able to shut it off and they tune it out. They carry on with their life. But with me, if you know me, you know when I'm sad. It's quite obvious. I'm not good at holding stuff in, but I still do it. I hold it in as long as I can. So when it hits 100 times harder. But like I said, I guess I was just thinking, you know, if you're a guy out there, or if you're someone that's usually seen as, you know, the strong one, the tough one, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay to let those emotions out. It's hard. It's hard to say that you're not okay, and it takes a lot of strength. So just know that if you're not okay, you can always tell someone that's going to care. You know, you don't want to regret, you know, letting that eat you up. You know, and if you're a woman, generally, you know, as I said, the men are supposed to be strong ones. If you're a woman, and you know guys that typically hold it in, just ask them how they're doing. But I don't want to overlook you as well. If you're a woman and you're seen as, you know, the strong one, you're supposed to be strong, you know, try and let it out. See how it feels, you know, because I think that's such a key aspect, is letting it out on your own terms. And, you know, the people that care about you are never going to make you feel a certain way. At least they shouldn't, if they truly care about you, make you feel a certain way about opening up. You know, but if you don't open up, you know, if you don't come to them and just say, you know, look, I'm feeling weak, I'm not feeling okay. And you don't always have to have a reason. That's what I found out, you know, because I always thought, you know, I don't want to bother people that care about me. I don't want to keep texting them that I'm not okay when I really don't know why. But I found that it's better if I just reach out and say, look, I'm not feeling that great. I really don't know why. I'm just having a bad day. You know, I always just ask for people to kind of tell me something either good that's going on in their life, something happy, some advice. Sometimes it works. Most of the times it does. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I just need to be sad, you know. So just maybe some things to remember. Don't try to shield that. Don't try to hide it in, because people that care about you are always going to listen to you, and they're going to try their best. Sometimes it's hard to know what to say. But just keep that in mind as you go through the week. And hopefully this could help just a little bit. And as always, remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself.